Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. In today's episode, the topic is planting seeds of love within the garden of our adoptive families. Despite growing up a farm girl, I'm not much of a gardener. I've done enough, though, to admire the work and the commitment of those who are. So, have you ever planted a flower bed or vegetable garden with a very young child? If you did, you likely didn't require them to do all the work themselves. You probably did some prep work yourself to acquire the seeds and to get the soil ready to plant. And I imagine you let them, the child, do the most fun and most pivotal part, planting the seeds. Doing the fun part helps motivate us to do harder parts of whatever we're doing, whatever the job is. And that goes for gardening and planting seeds. As moms, we have big jobs in the lives of our children. And I know that as a Christian woman, you are committed to do this important work, this important God-given job of being mom to the fullest, or else you're feeling demoralized and defeated if you don't. But just as the young child whose role of planting the seeds has a lot of supporting tasks done by someone else, we don't plant the garden in our families all by ourselves when it comes to our mom roles. Just as a young child may not plant their seeds well if they're distracted or overloaded with too many tasks, if they're tired, if the fun wears off, we can lose sight of our tasks of planting seeds of love. It's not that uncommon, actually, for a mom in a post-adoptive family in which there has been a prolonged season of deep struggle to develop what's sometimes called compassion fatigue or secondary trauma and an overall feeling of just going through the motions without a sense of compassion or feelings of connection or just purpose in everything. Sometimes even feeling like love, both coming and going, has dried up. In this episode, I want to talk about our job as moms to plant seeds of love and continue doing so, and how planting those seeds of love can be intentional ways that we can remain loving, even when we've lost that loving feeling. You know, the seeds can't grow and really don't do any good if we just keep them in the package and we don't plant them. First, we need to renew our commitment to planting seeds of love, demonstrating love in the ways that our children will accept and receive it. It may take some effort to discern and discover just how to do that in the face of your current challenges. You know, children kind of wax and wane, and in certain stages, they may be very receptive to love and to your efforts at planting those seeds. And at other stages of growth and maturity, they may be more resistant. But a lot of times, our children who have trauma and attachment trauma in particular in their backgrounds have more of the resistance than they do the receptiveness. So that's first, renewing our commitment to planting those seeds of love. And then a close second is to regain our focus. If you're distracted by things such as negative behaviors, extreme health needs of one child keeping you from planting those seeds of love in the others, your own hypervigilance to safety threats, and numerous other things that could distract you, it's easy to lose your focus on consistently planting those seeds of love. Thirdly, we may need a strategic plan to break through or get around those barriers and obstacles that we mentioned. If you missed the last episode in this series on obstacles to planting seeds, go back and listen to that recording. Finally, we need support. We may need to offload some of our other tasks in order to free ourselves up for and prioritize this one, planting seeds of love. Now, there are other seeds we want to plant as well. And following episodes, we'll talk about seeds of learning and seeds of growth. But I wanted to start out with seeds of love because it's the crucial and primary type for us to focus on planting in our families. We know the verses that begin the love chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, which say, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." Perhaps you don't feel those loving feelings that you felt earlier. You may have lost a sense of connection with your child, your spouse, even for God. You're feeling drained and dried up with nothing much left to give. You may also be walled up because of the vulnerability that you feel when you open yourself up emotionally to another family member who you've been hurt by and rejected by again and again. You're not the only one, and it's not uncommon. Better yet, there's hope for getting past this. I hope this episode has been eye-opening and encouraging to you. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.